Kaya FM Podcast. My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on Kaya FM 95.9.
Now, there's an interesting article in the Business Report looking at medical cover and how so many South Africans with medical cover are not actually fully covered. Many have to pay substantial shortfalls in medical expenses, even those with comprehensive medical aids and other expensive plans. Now, when we sign up, we are 100% and we think, okay, good, we're sorted. But it's not the case, especially if you have a specialist need or if one arises. In the case of, Dr. Cindy, and I'm using this as an example, she was in ICU for several weeks. The medical aid was exhausted. There was still money that needed to be paid in. And of course, her friends and family and her Twitter family, everybody pulled together and managed to raise that money. But if you are in a situation where you have a medical aid or you have medical insurance, whatever kind of cover you have, do you know when that will run out if something happens? My guest this evening is Travis Wilkins. He's the chief executive of insurance comparison platform Compare Guru, and he joins me now to give us a better understanding of medical cover. A very good evening to you, Travis.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, we're talking about medical cover, and we had a chat a bit earlier talking about in the case where you are in hospital for an extended period and you do have a medical aid or you do have some sort of cover, let's just work with medical aid, you have that, but it can actually run out. How does this work?
So, Mitra, I think this is just condolences to all the guys and Dr. Cindy from California. And before we get started, obviously, of course, it's fairly eventful. And then on to the medical aid side of things, dependent on what plan you have, there are certain cover limits. Most of them don't have an annual limit, but obviously it ranges in comprehension from your basic hospital plan through to your more comprehensive plan. So it is very dependent on what plan you have specifically.
If you have any questions on medical aids, medical cover, medical insurance, even gap cover, give us a call. The number is 086-000-959. I'm talking to Travis Wilkins, and he is the chief executive of insurance comparison platform Compare Guru. So, Travis, understanding the type of policy that you have for medical cover, there's just so much of jargon in there. How do we understand whether we are actually fully covered?
Yeah, so I think it's a great question. It's obviously very complex, as you allude to. And I think, being in the industry and in the independent space, we generally would like to see more people utilize services like ourselves, which are generally free, for guidance and the most appropriate type of cover for the family's needs. And, other than that, there is quite a bit of information out there that you can read and hopefully simplify. But, in a nutshell, I think it's important for us to understand that any medical aid is obliged to cover you in full for any life-threatening emergency. So if you deal with an emergency and you're hospitalized, I always suggest that you fight for full coverage. Because it is, they are generally liable to cover the full thing in our saving emergency. And then coupled with that, we obviously recommend gap cover for all, rather take, the bare minimum in terms of medical aid and complement with gap cover. So we generally in hospital at least have, fully comprehensive cover, which is not necessarily going to break the bank.
Okay, so how do you know when you need gap cover? Because if you have a comprehensive medical aid, they tell you you're covered for 100% or 200%. How do you know whether you still need to take out some gap cover?
Yeah, another great question, Sumi. I think, I always say that gap cover is important for any medical aid plan, irrespective of, whether it is 100%, 200%, 300% even. And I'll use an example. I think it's popular or common as childbirth. Specialists can charge in excess of 500%, which is five times what medical aids generally contracted with, specialists for childbirth. And that's well in excess of any comprehensive plans cover limit. So it doesn't matter what medical aid plan you're on. Gap cover is generally an important complementary product to add on top of it. Also important to note that you are required to be on medical aid to qualify for the gap cover is complementary. But yeah, I think in short, it's very important for all consumers to have at least a bare minimum from Arsenal plan and as well as at least a core gap cover product that will cover most of the shortfalls for procedures in the hospital.
So the gap cover cannot replace the medical aid. It goes as an additional to the medical aid.
Correct, yes. They will generally or broadly speaking not cover anything that the medical aid hasn't agreed to pay for either first or if it's a benefit like a co-payment, which gets obviously quite technical. But generally speaking, the medical aid has to commit some form of cover towards the procedure in order for the gap cover to pay. And therefore, it's a requirement by gap cover that you do have a medical aid plan as well.
So, Travis, if you don't want to have so many different products and you want to and you're willing to pay for it and you say, look, I want comprehensive cover. I want to be fully covered for any eventuality, covering all my specialists, even if I have an extended stay in hospital. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, we are fortunate that in South Africa we've got, very comprehensive medical aid plans and schemes. I mean, as well as a really great private healthcare sector. You can go for if budget is no concern, you can take probably the most comprehensive plans that any of your medical schemes as well as then, the most comprehensive gap cover. You should never be out of pocket as a result of that. So it is definitely possible, but it does obviously come at a cost. Gap cover being a lot more affordable, given the risks are low to gap cover companies and now to medical schemes, but you're looking somewhere in the region of 500 rand for full range of gap cover benefits, whereas for an individual person in a medical scheme, you're looking at something in the region of 6,000 rand for the most comprehensive plan. So yeah, I mean, it's completely possible, but it all depends on whether there's budget constraints or not.
I'm talking to Travis Wilkins, Chief Executive of Insurance, a comparison platform, Compare Guru, and we're talking about medical cover, all types of medical cover, and how to make sure that you are adequately covered. If you have anything to share with us, any experiences that you'd like to share, give us a call, or if you have any questions about maybe the cover that you do have, give us a call, the number 086-000-0959. Now, Travis, I want to go back to what you were saying about, the life-threatening emergency. Now, there's a difference there, and then there's also specialists. You can actually have cover where you are taken care of for any life-threatening emergencies, am I right? And then there's also the interpretation the issue of bringing in specialists. So what if a life-threatening emergency needs the specialist to come in? Could that actually push your medical cover to the limit where you now need to start covering these costs outside of that?
Yeah, Sumitra, so, life-threatening emergency, let's use a heart attack as an example because I think it's quite a common event. Consumer A has a heart attack, is rushed to the closest private facility, they're on medical aid. There's an obligation, obviously, for the hospital to stabilize and treat with whatever specialists are necessary. And the medical scheme is then obligated to, and this is again broadly speaking, but obligated to cover any of those costs of mobilization, as well as then any treatment through to discharge. The only thing to be aware of, I guess, as a consumer and book for the listeners, is that, once you're stabilized, the way medical schemes, because they're obliged in these types of instances to cover the cost in full, they have ability to, either transfer you or transfer to a facility where they've got payment arrangements where they can control the cost, a bit better. And so not just this open-ended medical expenses and all that. And that's really the cost-controlling mechanism they can use, but they're fully obliged to cover all of those costs for any life-threatening emergency. The only kind of caveat is that the interpretation of it it can be pretty grey in terms of the area and how a scheme interprets it and how obviously the consumer can interpret it. But again, broadly speaking, anything happens which requires treatment to prevent death, severe harm, your schemes are reliable to cover the cost of full. Sorry, Sumitra, to add on to that, you know, the gap cover for cost outside of that really comes into play where it's not a life-threatening emergency and it requires, you know, a procedure in hospital. That's where the shortfalls can potentially mount up.
I got you. Okay, we've got a caller, Frank Magwegwe, and I'm not too sure he also wants to talk a little bit about gap cover. Frank, a very good evening to you.
Very good evening to you, Sumitra. Yes, I just wanted to touch on one or two points. What a wonderful conversation I had in this evening on a product that is often not that well understood, you know, in the market. And really that product, you know, serves to help individuals depending on the type of medical aid that they have and what they anticipate. Should they be hospitalized? Should they need care? What possible shortfall might be there, and that shortfall would then be covered by such a product. So to buy such a product, one of the things that we advise the certified financial planners is really to sit with a qualified person who can help you by A, making you understand firstly what exactly is covered by the medical aid that you have, should you have one. Understand your medical history, because you need to understand what could potentially happen to me that would need me requiring gap cover. Because in a simplistic way, gap cover is like short-term insurance, right? You are protecting yourself in the case that in future I might have a medical expense that I cannot afford. Similar to, I might have an accident with my car that I'm not able to cover for, then the insurance kicks in. So you really need to understand, A, what exactly do I have? B, your medical history, and what may you need in the future? And thirdly, someone who then calculates for you what likely shortfall, so that you don't buy too much gap cover, because it's short-term insurance. It's not a saving, it's not an investment. Mm. It's always good to have adequate gap cover. So a calculation is needed to really help you with estimating the amount of gap cover that you'd need as an individual. So really for your listeners out there, Sumitra, think of it as a short-term insurance in the event that I have medical aid, medical expenses that I'm not able to cover.
This is it. Frank, it's always so good to speak to you, and thank you for sharing that. I think you raise a really important point, and it always goes back to what we say on the show, is that you need to understand what your needs are. So if you have a chronic condition, or you think that you're high risk for something and something could happen in the future, then, you know, you're basically filtering that out and you putting everything down on paper, and also having to get somebody to explain that to you. Because, you know, as I was saying to Travis earlier, I mean, how do we actually sift through all the jargon that comes at us? I mean, you know, you talk about PMBs and MST.
Oh,
and
except for medical aids, you know, complicated with a lot of jargon. You're quite right.
So we need to understand what exactly we're signing up for. So, you know, we think that it's okay for us to just say, okay, give us comprehensive medical aid. They say to us, okay, fine, you covered 100%, and we think we're sorted. Yes. And this is where we get into trouble, because you're going quite comfortably to the hospital if something happens, or in terms of an emergency. But when these bills start escalating, then you don't actually have the shortfall to pay forward.
And the discipline, you know, Smita, what makes me quite sad is I come across a lot of employees who don't understand what is covered on the plan that they selected. Mm. Yet most companies do offer employees one-on-one sessions with trained medical aid consultant from the provider that they've bought. Yeah. So really, I would like to urge listeners to say, take advantage of that. Even if you've been working for a company for a while, you haven't joined it now, go to your human resources department and say, I would like to talk to our medical aid consultant so that I understand exactly what is it that I'm covered for.
Great. Frank, thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for giving us those insights.
Sumitra, I couldn't miss out this one.
We'll chat to you soon, Frank. Thanks so much. Frank is always, you know, is such a good contributor on this show, is always giving us such great advice. Travis, you know, another important point coming out from there is affordability. Healthcare is very expensive, and for a lot of people that don't have any cover, getting into cover is a big step, because, you know, it takes a lot out of your budget. I mean, can you actually consider all of these things and go into, I mean, do we have a variety of different types of covers, like medical aids, because there is a difference. Will there be something for somebody entry level? Are we providing that kind of variety or those options for consumers?
Yeah, so which I think generally speaking is an option to suit everyone. Mm. But I think as Frank alluded to, I agree with him in terms of taking out advice where possible, because it is a really complex maze. But yes, I think the generally is a range, and a lot of them, some of them can also talk to or allocate into brackets of income to reduce the premiums, and one across subsidies, the schemes, which allow for these kind of discounts on premium to lower income earners, and some of them will, you know, be specific to students. You know, generally speaking, the larger schemes in the industry are able to have lower rates through cross subsidy. So it is something that you know, even at the lower end of the spectrum, you know, it's still quite an expensive product. But unfortunately, you know, as most insurances approach them, but this is really something you can't do without. If it really isn't affordable, you do have health insurance products which differ to medical aid plans, and which are a lot more affordable, but a lot less coverage is available through them. So, you know, we generally would say, if you can, or at least try and get onto the medical aid, if possible, you know, get something at the base which is going to cover you for those life-threatening emergencies, and the bare minimum in terms of out-of-hospital procedures and doctors, et cetera. So, yeah, and that's what they generally is something to suit, but, you know, it's important that listeners and all consumers just understand that you can generally always, or hopefully always, make money or allocate budget towards healthcare, because it is so important.
Yeah. Travis, thank you so much for your time this evening. Travis Wilkins, Chief Executive of Insurance Comparison Platform Compare Guru. And of course, very important advice coming out of that conversation. Speak to somebody, understand what you have. Even if you have medical cover, speak to a consultant, ask all the questions, make sure that you are covered adequately. And it's something good to consider if you, you know, in almost all cases, you might need gap cover, but this is an insurance product. You won't get anything back from it, except that if you do need it, it will cover you in that eventuality.
My Money and Me, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.